This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. I want to remind you that we are in our membership drive at KRWG, and we do hope that you will take some time right now, if you haven't had a chance yet, to become a member or renew your membership. You can do that in just a few minutes online at krwg.org, or if you'd like to give us a call, you can do that too, and that'll only take a few minutes. And you can do it anytime on the phone or online. Our phone number is 1-888-922-5794. That's 1-888-922-5794. Joining me in studio now, as he does every week on Images, is Brooke Stockberger, the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, good to have you here.
Good to be here, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We're getting ready for a very busy week ahead with our membership drive. We hope we won't have to go all week, because once we reach that $80,000 goal, the drive is over.
Good deal. I hope people call up people.
Yeah. We get it done. It's a good thing. And as you know, it's also a busy week for me, because we're welcoming a journalist from Germany. We have a really neat partnership, the United States and Germany, where twice a year, German journalists come to the U.S., and U.S. journalists go to Germany. I had a chance to go to Germany in 2005, so I host German journalists, and we're going to have a German journalist here who will be visiting with NMSU students and community members, and we'll get to see a little of Las Cruces.
That's just fun to say, German journalists.
Yeah.
But that's a bucket list of mine, to get to the get to Germany someday.
Yeah, because you're German, aren't
you?
Yeah,
being a Stockberger.
You need to get out there.
I wish I could sprechen the language. I took a little bit once, but I can't speak it.
Well, we'll move on to the news now in the Bulletin this week. And we have a cover story this week about the busy Telshore corridor, and some new things are coming.
Yeah. Irony of all ironies, we have a front page story about the Telshore corridor, and we just moved from there. Well, the Bulletin has been on that Telshore corridor, North Telshore, for a long time, and now we're down in Mesilla, which is a great place for us. But we've really seen how that area has grown. I mean, just in the last couple years, you know, the brand new Planet Fitness has opened up. The Power Center has opened up down there. Olive Garden, several years ago, opened up. Was one of the starts to the madness, as it were. And a hotel has just recently opened up there, and you're seeing a bunch of activity. There's a Sportsman's Warehouse, which is going to be really big. It's a big store. If people remember, it was in Dick's, where Dick's Sporting Goods is now, was a Sportsman's Warehouse in the past. Now they're opening one along that corridor as well, and it's pretty certain that a Rudy's Barbecue will be opening in there. So,
busy place.
Yeah.
So that's, good news in Las Cruces. We need those new jobs and new businesses,
yeah,
for sure.
The one drawback is traffic, and it's a big drawback up there. I know from the last 2 years working up there, it could be very crazy. And so Chris talked to the city a little bit, too, about traffic planning and what might be some options. And but Brett Baker, who's the general manager of the Power Center there, calls it the center of the universe.
All right.
They've done great.
Good deal. Also, a story in your news section this week on flood warning stations. Tell me about this.
Yeah, at the city council meeting, they've approved a resolution accepting it's almost $170,000 in grants, which they'll match with the city with $56,000 more to install 7 flood warning stations throughout the city. And these are like almost like rain gauge type things that'll be installed on these poles, on 6-foot poles around the city, and they're going to start studying the rain fall here and what the flood patterns might be and how to check out, watch out for floods and be prepared. And Mike Cook wrote this, and he's going to have a follow-up story for us in a couple weeks.
Great.
About what that means and the systems and that sort of thing.
I'll look forward to reading
first
more
of its kind in
that.
New Mexico.
Very cool. All right. Well, everyone's talking about politics with the presidential race, and you have a column this week. It's good to see your columns back in the paper. And you write about this dangerous thing, talking politics at work.
Yes, they say what? Never talk religion or never talk politics on the job.
Yeah.
But, in political season, especially one as crazy as this has been, how do you avoid it?
Yeah.
But I looked up some good tips about and just some sort of common sense, and maybe not so common sense if it comes from me, but some ideas about how to avoid getting in trouble. If you have a huge Hillary or Donald Trump poster on your cubicle and your boss hates one of them, that might not be good for you. Or if you're always getting in arguments at the water cooler, you're going to get a reputation.
I think it's a bad dream. I'm going to wake up and realize none of this is real. But
it's time for the Martino Stockburger ticket.
Gosh, I think it is, Brooke. We got to run.
Right. A desperate choice for desperate times is the slogan.
Okay, we'll do it. Youth Leadership Camp. This is really neat. It's a joint project with New Mexico State University and the Las Cruces Police. And this is a great thing to tell people about. And you have a phone number to give out for folks that want to call about this because it got kind of clipped off in the paper.
Yeah, I'll take the blame for that. There's somehow a five missing. But yeah, there are three camps coming up starting in May. Session one, session two, and session three. And they're the second annual Youth Leadership Summer Camps, like you pointed out. And registration will begin April 8th at the police department. And they're a collaborative effort, like you said, with NMSU, and they'll provide people, they'll learn CPR and first aid and go through DWI simulations and learn anti-bullying, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. That number is 528-4289. Okay. And it's Sergeant Carlos Wooten, 528-4289.
So. Very good. That's good to know, and probably be a great experience for lots and lots of kids.
Yeah, I think so.
This summer. Another thing might be neat to do with the whole family, I've never seen this before in person. I've seen pictures of it, but the catwalk in the Gila is going to reopen. I got a chance to go see the Gila cliff dwellings, but I haven't seen the catwalk yet.
Yeah, there was flooding way back in late 2013. It did a lot of damage in that area. Mm-hmm. And there's been fires up there. And the catwalk needed work. And, you want it to be safe, obviously. And it's beautiful up there, though. So they've been doing work and on this popular tourist destination. And Elva Osterich, who works for us, and she puts out the desert exposure and all that. And she got a chance to go up and take pictures and visit with the people and all that sort of stuff. And she has a nice little story and some photos.
All right.
And set to open Memorial Day weekend.
Great.
Rio.
Great. It's on my list for this year. Lou Henson Breakfast. Every year it's a big deal, and this year we have an Olympian, right?
Yes, the Lou Henson and Mary Henson Breakfast. It always raises money for Boys and Girls Club. Jackie Joyner Kersey. I almost couldn't say her name. And she's going to be the spokesperson this year.
Keynote speaker.
Speaker. And she's just a living legend. She's won so many gold medals and participated in lots of Olympics. And she does a lot of charity work. And she's battled asthma to become this great athlete. And she helps kids with asthma and does all kind of good stuff. So she'll be great.
There's still tickets available, I assume? Is that?
Yeah, you can get a hold of the Boys and Girls Club. We have a number for that.
Okay.
And 526-1519 for the breakfast.
Very good.
Thursday, April 14th.
I know a lot of folks go to that every single year. They always get good, really good speakers, and this year is no exception. That's really great.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet. Life is good in Las Cruces. We move to the life section, and on the cover this week, you have a preview of a big, big event for artists.
Yeah, Avenue Art, New Mexico, it's called. It's going to take place Saturday, April 30th, so that's a little ways away yet. But you people can still register for it. The deadline for artists to get involved is Friday, April 15th. So there's still time, but it's coming up. And you might remember this from years past. Artists get on the sidewalk downtown and just make these beautiful works of art with chalk. I envy people who can do that kind of stuff. And I can draw stick figures, and that's about it. But we have a nice whole story from Mike Cook about it and about what's going on and the different categories and some nice photos. So check that out.
Absolutely. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure does.
You're not alone.
I'm always afraid. I don't want to walk on them when they're left behind.
I do a good stick figure, too. That's about all I can do. And I don't know why. I just didn't inherit it. My dad's an artist. I mean, he can really do some amazing stuff, but not me.
I just don't have it at all.
Didn't inherit it.
People are nice and say, "Well, writing's an art," and I say, "Well, thank you." But it's not the same.
It doesn't feel the same, does it? No. Okay. Moving along, we feel so good about ourselves now as we move along. The Fountain Theater. We have an Icelandic film. I don't think I've ever talked to you about a film from Iceland before.
And if you do not mind, I'm not going to try to say the actors' names.
That's fine. The movie's called Rams.
The movie is called Rams.
So that's easy.
And I like to give the Fountain some shout out because they get stuff that you just can't see other places.
Yeah.
And it's a movie called Rams. It's an Iceland movie, and it's about these two older brothers who are both sort of sheep farmers, and but there's some sort of disease that comes and affects the whole herd, and sheep have to be slaughtered to, you know, to protect the wildlife and to protect the people and to protect the other sheep. But one of the older brothers, like, hides some of his sheep away in his house, and I guess it's sort of a poignant, funny, and back and forth, and two crusty old brothers, and it got a, Jeff Berg gave it an A, so it's really good.
All right. We'll look for that at the Fountain Theater in Mesilla. And another thing we'll look for is a Jewish food and folk festival coming
up. Yeah, this is coming up Sunday the 17th at Temple Beth El, which is up off on Sonoma Springs Avenue. And it's a lot of fun. They're having one called Baby Babka. And they're going to be baking the babka, and I think there's going to be like chocolate babka. And it's 11 to 3 that Sunday. So
delicious.
There's going to be people even from Albuquerque coming down and doing stuff. And there'll be people playing clarinet and accordion and music. And it sounds like a lot of fun. It's making me hungry, too.
Yes. And arugula is good, too. All kinds of good stuff.
Kosher hot dogs and rye. And
Jewish apple cake is wonderful.
Matzo ball soup and bagels. So
we're going to be just starving at the end of this segment. Forget about it.
But we have some information on that and how you can get call for more information if you want to. So.
All right. And then finally, Brooke, this week, I had read a column about this gentleman recently, a memory of him, a person that you knew who has passed away, who wrote for both the Sun News and the Bulletin.
Yeah, Marvin Tesnier, 89 years old. He passed away last week. But his funeral is going to be this upcoming Friday at the Masonic Cemetery. A lot of people know him. He wrote two stints at the Sun News over the years. He covered a lot of agriculture, but various other things too. But especially towards the end, and then when he was with the Bulletin for a number of years, he covered a lot of agriculture and water, you know, such an important issue. He just wrote a lot about water and was quite the expert on that. And he was an interesting kind of guy. He was the one that had old stories, and he'd traveled all around and been in the military and lived in Mexico City and learned to speak Spanish and met his wife down there. And
wow.
They came up here, and he's a very interesting guy. So the family has a real nice long obit of him on the back of the A section for this week. So I just wanted to point that out to people.
I will read it. And it sounds like somebody that you really enjoyed working
with. Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of stories.
Brooke Stockberger is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he is with us every week on Images. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.